Shabbos Shevtzin Mishnah 2, the background to this Mishnah we need to understand is we've discussed before the passing of something from a public domain to a private domain, or the other way around, is forbidden by Torah law. And those domains have very specific criteria in order to be a private domain or a public domain. Private domain, for example, has to be surrounded by walls, and it has to be a certain minimum size, and the walls have to be a certain minimum height. And the public domain also has to have certain criteria. If it's a road, it has to be 16 amas wide. Some people say that there has to be 600,000 people going past it in a particular time frame, which is also a discussion how much time. But public domains are actually quite rare. It's actually quite rare to have something which is a real public domain. Most places fall in between a public domain and a private domain, and they're what's called a karmelis. Now, according to Torah law, you can move something from a private domain to a karmelis or from a public domain to a karmelis. The rabbis came along later and forbade that. But according to Torah law, that wouldn't be a problem. So according to Torah law, there are many situations where you would actually be able to move something from a private domain outside of the house, for example, if outside of the house was not a public domain, but was a karmelis, this in-between kind of area. Says this Mishnah, Moitzi Eichlin Unasanan Al Ha'iskupa, if a person carries out food and places it on the threshold. Now the threshold is something that constitutes a karmelis, meaning it's outside the private domain, but it's not yet a public domain. And so the person moves it and he puts it down in this karmelis, on this threshold, whether he then takes it and brings it back inside, or takes it and carries it out into the public domain, patur, he is exempt from bringing a sin offering. And the reason being, if he does that unintentionally, the reason is, because he never did the activity, being removal from a private domain and setting it down in a public domain at one time. It wasn't one continuous action. He didn't pick it up in the private domain and put it out into the public domain. There was rather this intervening put down in the karmelis, and that says the Mishnah takes it out of the category of forbidden according to Torah law. And once it's not forbidden according to Torah law, then the person won't be liable to bring a sin offering if he does it inadvertently. If a person has a basket full of produce which he carried from his house on Shabbat, and he put it up now on the outer threshold, and here we're talking about an outer threshold which has the full legal status of a public domain. And the issue over here is that when he puts it down, most of the produce in the basket is outside. It's actually in the public domain. Says the Mishnah, Afal pi shiroi faperus mibachutz, even though most of the fruit in the basket is outside in the public domain, but some of the basket and some of the fruit in the basket is not yet in the public domain. Says the Mishnah, Patur, he is again exempt from bringing a sin offering, ad shiyotzi es kol hakupa, until he's carried out the whole basket, the entire basket, into the public domain. And only at that point is he liable, because only when he's carried out the entire basket to the public domain in one continuous action, at that point he is liable for transgressing a Torah prohibition.